Hello, welcome to the Drivecast. My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point Westerville. At all of our campuses, we are looking at the series called Forged, where we're saying that God strengthens our faith through difficulties and trials. Our faith is forged in the fire, if you will. In the book, we've learned that Habakkuk is asking God, God, where are you? Everything around me seems bleak. What are you doing? And God answers, I am here and I am doing something. I'm not idle. But he tells him the answer is that God is going to use Babylon to come down and reprove Israel so that Israel will come back to God. Now, that's a very difficult answer to have to hear. But Habakkuk says, okay, God, what do you want to do then? Is this, you can't seriously be doing this. And God answers. In chapter 2, verses 2 through 4, says this, and the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time, and it hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Behold, his soul is puffed up, and it is not upright within him. But the righteous shall live by faith. Now, if you've been reading your Bible for any length of time, then you know that in Romans chapter 1, Paul actually writes that the righteous shall live by faith, not by sight. He's quoting Habakkuk. And I think what God is saying to the prophet and saying to us is that in the midst of circumstances, in the midst of even hearing the answer that you don't want to hear, what he's saying is, trust me. So he tells the prophet, go write the vision down. He's, you know, so that someone can run and run straight to the people with the vision. He's saying, look, I want you to remember this. And the first thing he says there in chapter 2, verse 2 is that, and the Lord answered. And that's kind of a big deal that God would take the time to answer Habakkuk. He's under no obligation to tell us what he's thinking, to tell us what he's planning. He's asking us to have faith in him and to trust him. But he doesn't leave us out there on our own. He doesn't leave us with blind faith. He does answer us. He does share part of his vision with us. We see that in the Word of God. It says in Hebrews that in times past, God spoke to us through the prophets and our forefathers. But today, God has spoken to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. And we have that in our Bible. We have the words of the Lord and the words of what God is trying to share with us. But he's asking us to walk by faith and not by sight. And that's the difficulty, isn't it? That no matter what the situation, you know, sometimes not knowing the plan, we have to look up at God and say, God, what are you doing? In the particular case, Habakkuk was asking God, what about the Babylonians? I mean, they're not good people. They're not even righteous. You know, why would you use them? And God says, look, I hear you, Habakkuk, and I'm doing something about it. He's going to give the Babylonians what they deserve. They're going to be judged. But in the end, in the last part of chapter 2, it says that the Lord is in his holy temple. And what that means is that God is on the throne, that he's asking us to trust him, that look, no matter even if you don't understand what I'm doing, even if you don't understand your circumstances, I need you to trust me. That's what God is saying to us. And I honestly think that that's really what our relationship with God boils down to. That we look at our lives and we think, God, you know, what do you want us to do? Or, you know, whatever our situation is, we want God to intervene. But ultimately, what God wants is the same thing you and I want for our children. We want them to trust us. And the thing is, God is worthy of trust because he is righteous. You see, when we look at Babylon, and we look at all the things, all the woes that he said, these things that he recognized Babylon was doing wrong, things like idolatry or unrighteous game, or maybe just partying too much, not caring about other people. These are things that, you know, we deal with. These are things in our lives. Sometimes if you take a good mirror to your soul, you realize that we're not righteous in and of ourselves. That's why God made him who knew no sin to become sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. You see, God sent his Son to become the one, the facilitator of our righteousness. He's the true righteous one, and in Christ we find that righteousness. And therefore we live by faith because he's already spoken, he's already given us his word, and he's asking us to trust him, to trust in the Lord. So wherever you're at today, I'm just going to ask you, you know, how are you doing with that? You know, have you been focused on your circumstances? Are focused on the God who's over your circumstances? Have you been focused on your life and, you know, building your little kingdom and sitting on top of your throne? Or have you bowed your life to the one who's completely on the throne? I need that reminder every day to remind myself that God is in his holy temple. He's on the throne and my life is to trust in Him. Wherever you're at, just take a second and just remind God that you know that's true of your soul. And just tell Him, God, I hear you. You are my King. I trust in you. Help me to have faith every day as I take steps towards you. Help me to live by faith. Amen. Thanks so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Hope that's been an encouragement to you. Take care.